Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 17th day in the month of January 2026. Jesus, you have been so good to us. We cannot overlook your blessings are just too numerous for us to not be able to realize them. Is it the gift of life, the gift of all our senses that are complete? We can move, we can see, we can feel, we can breathe. All of these are special gifts that money cannot buy, and we want to say thank you, Jesus. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today I'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says the blessings of God. And our hymn for today is taken from hymn 26, There Shall Be Showers of Blessings. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Exodus chapter 5 to chapter 7. And our memory verse is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 2, which says, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Once again, our topic is the blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord. Our Bible reading is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 11 from verse 26 to 27. From verse 26 it reads, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. Our manual today reads, God loves his children so much, like we see in 1 John 3 verse 1, and he desires to give them blessings without any sorrow, like we see in Proverbs 10 verse 22. However, as a responsible father, he will not answer some prayers from his children when he knows they are not yet mature enough to handle what they are asking for. For example, no responsible father will give his 5-year-old child a car to drive, no matter how much the child asks or begs for it. Likewise, before God gives you some blessings, he will ensure that you have the capacity to handle them and that they will not harm you in any way or distract you from fulfilling his purpose for your life. He will not give his children things they ask for that would end up affecting their destinies negatively or destroying them. 3 John 3 verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. God wants you to prosper and be in good health, but that is only as your soul prospers and you increasingly become spiritually mature. This is why you must ensure that your soul is prospering by feeding it with the Word of God regularly. When you do this, you will begin to prosper and enjoy God's blessings in every other area of your life. Joshua 1 verse 8 says, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Beloved, when you fulfill your heart with God's word, it will set you up to enjoy his blessings and have good success. The Bible also says that if your delight is in the Word of God, rather, and you meditate on it at all times, you will be so blessed that you will be like a tree planted by the riverbank that not only brings forth its fruit in due season, but also never has withered leaves. The Bible further says that all you do will prosper, like we see in Psalm 1 from verse 2 to 3. There are, however, different kinds of blessings you can receive from God. Over the next 2 days, I will be discussing two of them, which are conditional blessings and irreversible blessings. I pray that God's blessings will overshadow you, even as you keep growing spiritually and your soul prospers in Him, in Jesus' name. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, the more your soul prospers, the more blessings you will enjoy from God. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisewellashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisewellashready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed and have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.